tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, the new DUP leader, Edwin Poots, has called on unionists to unite against the Brexit protocol. This is just hours after Micheál Martin and Boris Johnson held discussions on the issue. Edwin Poots' number one priority in opposition is opposition to the Northern Ireland Protocol Minister. Should that concern us?
Well, I think what we need to do, first of all, is congratulate him on his election and begin a process of engagement. He's starting off in a new leadership role, and I would like to see as soon as possible that he would have engagement with, obviously, all the political parties in Northern Ireland, and obviously engagement with the Irish government. He's very much at the starting process of that, and I think we'll need to work together. The solution always is through having that engagement between the parties and having the assembly up and running. And making sure that all of that continues now.
But this is leadership. The guy who didn't turn up for the most recent ministerial North-South meetings. It doesn't augur well, surely.
Well, look, I don't think we should prejudge anything. I don't think that gets us anywhere in the context of dealing with politics in general, or in politics particularly in Northern Ireland. So he now is in the role, he is in the job, he is now the DUP leader. He will have to define his DUP leadership, and I would hope that would be a leadership which would now engage, that he is elected, in a process of reaching out and reaching out inclusively to both the other political parties and obviously with, in terms of talking to the Irish government.
Eoin O'Brien, do you know him personally?
I've met him a couple of times. I debated him a number of years ago when I was elected in Belfast, although I would have never worked directly with him. Obviously he's from a different constituency than I lived in. But look, we've a range of issues to deal with, both in terms of addressing the challenges of Brexit, as well as the full implementation both of the Belfast Agreement and the New Deal, New Deal Agreement. That can only be done in partnership. And therefore, the DUP have gone through the process. They have elected a new leader. And
is he a new leader that Sinn Féin can work with?
Absolutely. We will work with whoever is elected. Look, it's a matter for political parties to elect their leaders. We have to respect the mandate that they then carry, and we want to work with them. So over the coming days, both Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou will reach out to the new leader. But we can only work through all of these problems if we do so through dialogue and through cooperation. And the real problem here isn't the protocol, it's Brexit. Brexit was always going to hurt different sectors of the economy and society in the North. And therefore collaboration both on a North-South basis, and the Irish government's role in this is key, but also within the executive. And we're absolutely up for that challenge.
I think the very fact that they've had a leadership election is reflective of a deeper crisis inside unionism. I think
unionism, and it was very tight.
Very tight, and a deep crisis inside unionism that is increasing and is rapidly growing. I think there are a layer of Protestant people who do not identify with it anymore, and that layer is growing, particularly young people who don't see the sort of orange and green tickets as being mattering to them. What they identify with is the need to have women's rights, LGBT rights, workers' rights, and to fight climate change. And there's a growing layer of Protestant people who don't identify with unionism, which makes unionism play the orange card. And that's exactly what they're doing, playing the orange card to try and cement their support. And I think it's a backward step having Poots as a leader, but the DUP is in deep trouble, and this is reflected.
What about Paula Bradley, the deputy leader, coming through there? She'd be considered more on the Liberal wing of the party. Is that signs of hope, Colin Brophy?
Well, the way I would look at this is the leadership team, obviously. Most leadership teams are very much led from the leader on down. But in terms of a party makes its own decision on who it wants as its leader and deputy leader, it's up to them then hopefully to have that inclusivity. They will find that everybody else as mentioned there already, everybody else is willing and wanting to engage with them and wanting to talk to them and to re-establish that. So, you know, I'm hopeful. I think that during a period of elections, people say things and they push themselves in positions.
As Pat Rabb said, isn't that what you say during elections?
And hopefully then afterwards we get to move on.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there.